Yesterday we were discussing a story from the Madhyalila, chapter 15. Murari Gupta's staunch faith in Lord Ramachandra. And in this particular story, we find Lord Chaitanya is sitting with Bhaktagan. He's sitting in Mayapur with all the devotees. And he's glorifying the qualities of Murari Gupta. And he's explaining to the devotees how he tried to convince Murari Gupta to take up the worship of Krishna by using philosophy, by presenting Siddhanta to Murari Gupta. He said, Parama Madhura Sri Nanda Nandan. He said, listen, Murari, this form of Bhagavan is Parama Madhura. Krishna, Sri Krishna Vrindavan, Brijendranandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, he's Parama Madhura. He's so sweet. And then he went on to say, do you know, Murari Gupta, that this Brijendranandan, he is Sarva Avatar, he is Swayam Bhagavan. He is the original source of all the other forms of Bhagavan. He's Sarva Avatari. And all the other incarnations are within him, and they expand from him. And he's Sarva Amshi. All the other devas, all the devas, and all the other lords and masters of the universe, they're all his parts. They're his limbs, his amsi. And do you know that he's Rasamaya? Sarva Rasamaya. He's all the rasas are there. And do you know, Murari Gupta, that this Brijendranandan, he's Rasika Shekhar. Remember all these arguments Lord Chaitanya was giving. And then he concluded by saying, listen, Murari, Krishna Bhaja. Krishna Bhaja, Krishna Ashraya. You should take shelter of Krishna and Krishna Bhaja. Bhaja Krishna. You should worship Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya says, and again and again, bhara bhara, again and again, I told Murari Gupta these arguments, very convincing arguments, Shastra Praman. I was trying to convince him on the strength of Tattva Siddhanta that Parama Madhura Srinanda Nandan, he is the highest form of Godhead. Here's all the evidence, here's all the proof. Do you see it? Do you understand? And now you're convinced you should surrender. If someone presents higher truth to you, higher truth than you've understood, then if you're intelligent, or you're submissive, you should accept that higher truth and embrace it, submit to it. And then Murari Gupta was saying, Ami tomara kinkar, I am your kinkar, I am your servant, kim karomi, how can I serve you? How may I serve you? How may I please you? Kim karomi, Ami tomara kinkar, I want to serve you, that is my position, jivera surupaya krishnera nityadas, but I am in some bewilderment. So that's where we left off yesterday. What's going to happen? Remember, what's going to happen? How will this dilemma be solved? On one side, Lord Chaitanya, his Lord, his Master, his friend, his Ishtadev, his school friend. Actually, he's a little bit older. He was older. Murari Gupta was older. He was actually a teacher. When Nimai Pandit was in school, Murari Gupta was teaching. So he's somewhat older. And he's also a doctor. So then he was teaching Yoga Vashishta. That's told in Chaitanya Mangal. It's a whole pastime about Murari Gupta. Nimai Pandit went to his house when he was taking prasadam. And it's a long story. Very sweet pastime. So now, what's Murari going to do? Heta bale gare gela, chinti ratri kale, Raghunatha tyaga chintai, haila vikale. This is the verse we left off yesterday. After hearing this, after sitting in the Bhaktagan, sitting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all the devotees, and hearing the convincing arguments of the Lord, and hearing the request of the Lord, Murari Gupta left that assembly and went home. And he spent the whole night not sleeping. He was chintaya. Chintaya means he was disturbed. He was mentally agitated. He was tossing and turning. He was very restless. He couldn't sleep all night. What to do? He was thinking, how can I give up the association of my Raghunath, my Lord Ram? Thus he was vikale. He was greatly bewildered. So what to do? When you're bewildered, when you're disturbed, when you're agitated, when you're in a dilemma, when you can't solve a problem, then what does a devotee do? Keman echadiba ragunat natera charan aji ratre prabhu mora karaha maran. Murari Gupta began to pray at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. And what did he pray for? Marana. Marana means Katam Hogya. Hari Bol. Good night. Bye bye. He prayed that death would come that night because it was not possible for him to give up the service of the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath. He mata sarvaratri karena krandhan mane soyasti nahi ratri kaila jagaran. He cried all night. Krandhan, jagaran, like we have Ekadasi jagaran. Jagaran. Stay up all night, no sleeping. Sarva ratri, all night. Ratri means night. Mane soyasti nahi. It's the same like Hindi, shayan or sona, soya. Soyasti nahi. No sleep. He didn't sleep. He cried the entire night. There was no rest for his mind. He could not sleep but stayed awake the entire night. See the intense love. There's so much. That's why we say these shastras are called rasa shastra. For one who has studied in Ras, then he sees so many. There's the Vibhava Lambana, and then there's the Udipan, and then there's the Prema Shraya and the Prem Vishaya, and then there's the Anubhav, and then there's the Saptik Bhav. He's crying, he's staying awake, Jagran, not losing sleep. All these are different symptoms and exchanges of love between the Lord and his devotees. So he's exhibiting all those. Giving up, you can't sleep. Due to the love. Because he loves the Lord. He loves Lord Ramachandra. And he loves Lord Chaitanya. And he's in a great dilemma. So much emotions they have. We never cry all night. Have we ever cried all night? Sometimes children cry all night for gifts or presents or something. Not all night, but a few hours. You know, he deals with children. You still children? So they can't cry forever. Pratikale asi mora dharila charan kandite kandite kichu kare nivedan. Pratikale in the morning. Pratikale means 6 o'clock in the morning to 8:36. Prataha. Sunrise time. Murari Gupta came to see. Now Lord Chaitanya is. Actually, all of this, what I was just speaking, is Lord Chaitanya's narration. Lord Chaitanya is speaking all this. He's saying that he's with all the Bhaktagana, Murari Gupta is also there. So Lord Chaitanya is telling, this whole story is being narrated or spoken directly by Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he's saying, listen, all my devotees, listen to the character, listen to the charitra, to the Vaishnava Mahima, the charitra of Murari Gupta. I tried to convince him to worship Krishna. I even gave him the order, Agya. Bhaja Krishna, Krishna Shraya. And then he received that order. Then he went home, and then he cried, and he stayed up all night, and he prayed to his Lord Raghunath, and then he came to see me in the morning. And so this is all Lord Chaitanya, to keep the context. It's all being spoken by Lord Chaitanya. In the morning, Murari Gupta came to see me. Catching hold of my feet and crying, he submitted an appeal. Nivedan. Raghunathera Payamuni Vechi Yachon Mata Kadite Napadimata Amane Payavyata. Murari Gupta said to me, my Lord, I have sold my head unto the lotus feet of Raghunath Ramchandra. I cannot withdraw my head, for that would give me too much pain. Payavyata. We say vyata, disease, pain. Shri Raghunatha Charan Chandana Najaye tava bhangaya ki karonopai. My Lord, it's not possible for me to give up the service of Raghunath's lotus feet. At the same time, if I do not do so, I shall break your order. So what shall I do? We have an expression in English. We say, I am caught between a rock and a hard place. He's caught between two Agya, two lords. On one side, one lord is saying, worship Krishna, Vajra Krishna, Krishna Shraya. And another side, his head is at the feet of Raghunath, and to serve Raghunath. So I have the order and the desire to serve Raghunath, and I have the order and desire to serve you also. So I'm perplexed. This creates a dichotomy within me, a division. I don't know, I can't turn right, I can't turn left. If I say yes to your order and no to Ram, then I offend Ram. And if I say no to your order and yes to Ram, then I offend you. And they have another expression in English. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Either way, I'll be damned. Damned means cursed. Like you say sharp or something, Hindi, sharp. Tate moreye kripa karadaya mai tamara age mrityu haukka jhaukka samshai. In this way, Murari Gupta appealed to me. Kripa karo. More kripa karo. We often hear this. Kripa karo. Kripa karo. Daya moi. Murari Gupta, he appealed to me. He begged me. He said, listen, you are all merciful. Daya moi. Daya moi means you're made of compassion. Daya moi. Daya moi. You're made. You're saturated. You're drenched in compassion. Mercy. So kindly, Kripakaro, kindly give me some of that mercy. Let me die before you so that all my doubts will be finished. Tomara age mrityu. Let me die mrityu age before you, in front of you. Hauka jhauka shamshai. And then all my doubts will go away. In other words, this doubt, I don't know, I'm doubting, should I serve you or I should serve Ram or serve Ram and not you? I'm in doubt. Oh, anyway, let me die. Then the doubts will be finished. Undoubtedly, that's not a very good way to go. Ete shuniyami bhara mane suko pailun inhare uttanatave arlingana kailun. Hearing this from Murari Gupta, I became very happy. I then lifted Murari Gupta up and tightly embraced him in love. Sadhu, sadhu, Gupta tomar, sudrida bhajan. Amara vachaneha, tomara na talila man. I said to Murari, sadhu, sadhu. It's translated. Sometimes it's translated. Excellent, excellent, wonderful, great. Shabash, shabash. Say shabash. In Hindi?
Shabash.
Shabash, shabash. Shabash. Sadhu, sadhu. Excellent, excellent, Prabhupada. In this verse he says, glories, glories. All glories to you, Murari Gupta. Your method of worship is very fixed. Sudrida bhajan. Your bhajan, chanting, your hearing, your smaran, your worship of your Ram, your nishta, nishchita bhakti. You're very fixed. Sudrid, very, very firm, determined. You're very determined, you're very staunchly determined to serve your Lord under any circumstance, life or death. You're willing to die. You're willing to die for the service of your Lord Raghunath. I'm very impressed. I'm very happy. So he's saying, because the previous verse, it said, I became very happy. He said, Eta shunyami bhara maneshuka pailan. Maneshuka. My mind became very, very happy. I became very happy when I heard Murari's Sudrida Bhajan. He was so fixed in his Ishtadev, so much fixed, so much determined, so much strong determination to serve his Lord. I became happy. That makes me happy. So what do we draw from this? Because we were discussing in Purushottama the three different ways, so many ways, but three different ways to look at a verse. Adiyatmik vichara, adi bhotik vichara, and adi daivik vichara. So adiyatmik vichara means consideration from my viewpoint, from me, the reader. What is the benefit for me? How does it apply to me? Because on an adi-daivik level, on transcendental level, it's the Lord and His devotees, it's their lila, the Lord and His parishat. And bhotik level is a story flow, where, when, how, what happened. But for me, oh, what's happening here? There's a devotee here. There's a bhakta. And there's an ishta. And there's devotional service. There's bhajan. And I'm also some kind of devotee. Vaishnava praya. Almost devotee. At least aspiring devotee. And I have my ishta. My ishta devata. Radha and Krishna. And I have my bhajan. But is my bhajan sudrid bhajan? Or nishita? Or is it anishita? Of course, that's defined in Madhurya Kadambini. What are the symptoms of anishita? Anishita bhakti. Layavik shape. Utpati and all these different things. Utsahamai. Ganatarala. These are symptoms of anishita. Bhakti which is not steady or firm or sudrid. So Murari Gupta, he was a great bhakta of Ram bhakta, Raghunath bhakta. And he was very determined, willing to die and cry all night if he can't do his service, or if he has to lose an opportunity to do his service, he'll cry all night. Do I have that type of emotional attachment? Do I have that type of firm dedication? Do I have that type of staunch determination to worship my Lord in any circumstance? Am I willing to die? If I have to forfeit my service to my Lord, would I prefer suicide first rather than giving up my service? Or would I prefer death first, marana? Do I have that sudrita bhajan? And we have to say, well, maybe not. and then if we do, then what? Then that's from our side. Then how will this affect the Lord? What will our Ishtadev think of this? Our Ishtadev will be very happy. Bharamana Shuka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I'm very, very happy because ultimately the Ishtadev of Murari Gupta is none other than Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya is also Ram. He showed a Shadbhuj form. Sadbhuj form is Ramachandra, Krishna and Gauranga. So Gauranga is also Ramachandra. Gauranga is also Krishna. Sarvavatari, all the avatars are there. Das avatar, everyone's there. So that means that the Ishtadev, any bhakta's Ishtadev, becomes Bharamanashuka, very, very bhara, very happy, very pleased and satisfied and happy to see a devotee of his that has exhibiting sudrita bhajan. Very determined to worship and serve the Lord under any circumstance. So that's called the adiyatmik vichara, the consideration for us, how it applies to us, what lesson we can learn. And then we take it further. We said, okay, well, I don't have that type of sudrita bhajan, so how can I get it? You can get something. If you want something, you have to approach someone who has it. If you're bereft of money and you want money, then you go to a rich man. You say, Rich man, I am Daridra. I am poor. Please, you have lots of money. You're a Kharpati, Arabpati. You please give me some money. Oh yes, I can give. If you satisfy me with your submission, with your dedication, with your prayers, with your attitude, with your feelings, then I will be attracted. And your mood, your attitude, your activity will induce me or encourage me to give you something. So we don't care for money. We care for love, devotion, bhakti. So then we approach Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta can be approached. He's a Mahajan. He's an exemplar of bhakti. He's a teacher of devotion. He's a teacher. All the avatars of the Lord and all the parishads of the Lord, they come into this world to teach. Who are the students? The students are you and I. And what are the lessons? The lessons are these that we're speaking. So we can approach the teacher. Teacher, be merciful to me. I have not learned this lesson. I do not have this quality in bhajan. My bhajan is chanchal. Chanchal, it is komal. It's something called komal. Or narma. Narma. Hindi. Narma means soft? Narma. It's narma. Narma bhajan. Or komal. Komala shraddha. Very soft, pliable. This is kanishta. Komala shraddha. Shraddha. This is a symptom of kanishta, beginner. Vaishnava praya, prakrita bhakta. His faith is komal shraddha. Very pliable, flexible, can break, can bend, can change. He meets a staunch. He meets Chinmayananda, or Ananda Saraswati, or Ananda Bogananda, or Ananda, whoever they are, all the Mayavadi sannyasis are Ananda. It's Ananda this, Ananda that. Of course, there's Nirananda. They're not in any kind of bliss, but at least their name is Ananda. They're always Ananda Saraswati. As soon as you meet someone, he says Ananda. They say, "Oh, get ready." Mayavadi Vashya Shunile Nehai. You should not hear the Vashya. But Sarva Bhakti Nash. Mayavadi Vashya Shunile and Sarva Bhakti Nash. If you hear the Mayavad interpretations of Bhagavad Gita, the Mayavad interpretations of Bhagavatam, because they're there, then Bhakti will become Viparita, upside down, flipped upside down. Viparita, your booty. Your booty will become Viparita booty, altar booty, upside down. So we pray, we approach Marigupti and say, "Listen, you are a great Mahajan, you are a great Parishad, you are a great teacher, you come in Gaur Lila, you're Hanuman, and you have other identities also. So you please bless me, please, you have this quality, and you make the Lord happy with this quality. Please bless me with this quality of Sudrita Bhajan, so I can make my Ishtadev happy, so I can make my Radharani happy, I can make my Giridhari happy. I want their mind to be happy." This is Anukalyena. Anukalyena Krishnanu. This is Uttam Bhakti, to make the Lord happy. Anukalyena. Anyabhi Lashita Shunyam Gyanakarna Mahadhyanavritam. Anukalyena Krishnanu Shilam Bhakti Uttama. So this is the ambition. This is the aim and objective of a devotee, is to make the Lord happy. Are you happy? Are you pleased with me? Oh, bada shukamani. I am very happy. My mind is santosh, tushta, santosh. So the scriptures are for us. Of course, we relish the lila according to our adhikara, according to our own development. If we are rasika and bhavuka, then we also cry. When Mararigupta is crying, and because that's the level of bhava, bhava bhakta, because he's a rasika and bhavuka, when he reads about the emotions and the bhav, the bhavas, the bhakti bhavas of Mararigupta, he cries. He sees all Mararigupta staying up all night, krandan, sarvarachi krandan, all night long he's crying. Then those bhava bhaktis, they become tanmoy. It's called tanmoy. Bhakta bhavana tanmoy. They become one with the bhavas of that bhakta. And they cry. And they relish so much. They relish. They also have the same anubhavs. Their hair, they may get choked out. Their hair may stand on end. And this is called Rasa Shastra. Chaitanya Charitamrita's Parama Rasa Shastra. This is Bhagavat Sarup, Prem Sarup, Mahabhav. This is Mahabhav and this is Mahabhagavati. Radharani is here. And Srimad Bhagavatam is also Rasa Shastra. But we read it and we analyze it. There are 29 chapters in the first canto. We have all these MIHE, VIHE, XYZ. And we have, so we have to start somewhere. No, I'm not ridiculing, although it sounds like it. But we have to start somewhere with some bhakti gyan, some understanding. And as our adhikara increases, then our perception increases, our absorption increases, and the interaction increases. Rather than words and stories, it becomes people. Now it's words and stories. But as we advance, it becomes peoples and places. And as we advance more, it becomes feelings and emotions. As we advance more, it becomes bhava and prem. Same shastra. In the beginning, it's just words. Chapter 1, chapter 2. Shloka 1, shloka 2. This is called the parivara. Parivara means the family. It's Gaur parivara, Krishna parivara. And we are the same parivara, Achyuta parivara. Diksha means entrance to Krishna's family. Janam gocha katam hogya. Kasyav gocha, gotam gocha. This is all from this maya jagat. It's only on this side of causal ocean. But to cross over the causal ocean, we must have transcendental identity and transcendental parivara, transcendental visa, achyuta gotra. And this is the members of the infallible, eternal spiritual world, all these personalities. You have to think, actually have to think on some level, that someday we will live eternally with Mararigupta in our Brahman Sarup, if you have that bhav. And Jiva Dharma explains that Jiva can have any number of spiritual forms, but at least two he can have, one in Gaur Lila, one in Krishna Lila. And in Gaur Lila, one will be a Nityakaishwara Brahman, 12 years old, 12, 13 years old, beautiful form, golden body, white dhoti, Brahman thread, very white Brahman thread. And like this, he'll be a Brahman student, he'll be associated with the Lord in Navadvip, Nitya Navadvip. There's no Sannyas Lila there. And Mararigupta will be there. The same Mararigupta. Oh, you're the guy. You're Mararigupta. I remember reading about you. I had class about you. I remember back a few thousand lifetimes ago. When I was in the material world, I studied at Murari Gupta, you know, the Bhakti Psychology, Bhava Bhakti 101, and at MIHE University of Higher Studies. I studied about your intense attachment, your Sudrita Bhajan. Wow, I'm really happy to meet you, Murari. You know, my name is Krishnadas Mishra, or whatever. You know, you have your name there. You're all Ekadash Bhav. Ekadash Bhav, Nam, Rup, Complexion, Seva, all these things. So these shastras are called Chaitya. It's called Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitya. Chaitya means living. The shastras are as alive as you are. As much as bhakti is alive in your heart, that's how much the shastras become alive. Some people, they open the shastras, and what happens? They sleep. They have a joke in the Vaishnav Samaj. They have a joke. They say, oh, do you know that among human beings, the Vaishnav community, they use the least amount of sleeping pills of all the human beings. Of all the Shaktas and different kinds of people, those that are Vaishnavas, they hardly use any pills to go to sleep. Oh, really? Because so many people have to take sleeping pills at night to go to sleep. So much anxiety, distress, business, family, tax, this, that. But Vaishnavas, they never take pills. They always keep one Bhagavatam. One Bhagavatam is right by the bedstead. And they feel some tired. Oh, I can't sleep. My wife, I think I should get divorced. I don't know, big problem. Oh, let me think. Oh, no, Bhagavatam. And then they sleep tightly. Because even there's a pranic story about Nidra Devi. Nidra Devi, Krishna, Vishnu was giving places for all the demigods to live. And then Nidra Devi said, what about me? At night, you give me a place to live. I can live in Ratri. I can live at night. People sleep. I go there and sleep. But where will I sleep in the daytime? Because Indra has a planet. Everybody has a planet. But I can only sleep. You give me the nighttime when people sleep. Then I reside in their bodies. But in the daytime, everybody's moving. Animals, birds, everyone's moving. So in the daytime, I can't take any rest. It's not fair. Indra can sleep in his palace in the daytime, and Brahma, Jiva, etc. And what about me? I'm also a Devi. Nidra, Devi. Vishnu was perplexed. Oh, this is a problem. Everyone's running all day long. No one's sleeping, working, money, this, that. Animals running, birds, everyone running, dogs. What's the problem? He was thinking deeply. Ah, yes. I tell you what. My own devotees will give you a good opportunity. My very own devotees, I so much care for you, Nidra Devi, that I will give you a place to sleep in the bodies of my own devotees. Whenever and wherever the Srimad Bhagavatam class is being spoken, which is my glories, Vishnu Mahima, there surely you will find many devotees falling asleep. And you can enter there and relax and sleep during the day, at least for 45 minutes. Or if it's a Bhagavat Saptah, you can go for a few hours. So this story is actually there in Puran. So Nidra Devi is very happy, and so she's always... Of course, we can tell the temple president of each. Hey, wake up. Hey, no, I'm helping Nidra Devi. I'm serving, I'm doing service. I'm doing Vaishnav, Hari Guru Vaishnav. You know, I have to serve the Vaishnav. Nam Ruchi Jiva Doya Vaishnav Seva. I'm trying to serve the Vaishnavas. I'm trying to get Nam Ruchi by the Seva to Nidra Devi. Please forgive me. Hey, at least when I'm giving class, you stay away. You know, it's like this. So... As you will come to know, as you progress in Krishna consciousness, there is a story for everything. Anyway, let's hear some more. Lord Chaitanya is so absorbed in glorifying his devotees. Sadhu, sadhu, Gupta Tamara, Sudrita Bhajan. He says, your glories, all glories to you, my devotee. All glories, my devotee. All glories, my devotee. Your bhajan is Sudrita. I'm so happy. Your method of worship is very firmly fixed, so much so that even upon my request, your mind did not turn. Amara vachan neha tomar. Vacha means my words. Even my words, talila man. That means not talila means budge. Your mind did not budge an inch from your determination to serve Raghunath. Even God comes. God comes and says, "Oh, you know, worship Krishna." Oh yeah, I try to. No, I can't. So we have it. We have an example of that in our own God brothers and God sisters. Back in the '70s, there was this phenomenon where mothers and fathers were very upset when their children joined the Hare Krishna movement. All these Christians and Jews, their children, they went off and joined the Hare Krishna temple, following what they thought was some weird Eastern religion, some cult, or some strange expression of godliness. So then they would hire gundas. The parents, the mothers and fathers would hire gundas and dacoit type hooligans, and they would capture the devotees. They would kidnap them from the temple, ambush them or kidnap them, and take them to some hotel and beat them and terrorize them. And say, look, you eat this meat, eat this hamburger, enjoy with this prostitute, drink this whiskey, and play cards, this, that, break the principles, give up this Krishna bhakti, and go back and be a good Christian, be a good Jew or whatever. And then devotees, they would say, no, 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 and then they would somehow escape and come back to the temple. Many stories like this. Their faith and determination is really tested. So you can imagine how much Sudrida and Bhajan, how much determined they were, staunchly determined, no matter what happened to them, they wouldn't give up the worship of Krishna. So even in modern times, we have such examples. Of course, the Lord is not asking them, but even their devotion is being tested. Here, God himself is testing the attachment of the devotee to his Ishtadev. How attached are you to your Ishtadev? Are you willing to give up anything and everything for your Ishtadev? Yes, I'm willing to give up everything, even my own life, for my Ishtadev, but I can't follow your order to give up my Ishtadev, no matter what. No matter what you say or what you do, you kill me. Let me die right in front of you. I'll do it. You don't have to do it. I'll commit suicide myself. I'll kill myself right in front of you, but I won't give up my Ishtadev. And that's also in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in the story of Haridas Thakur and the Muslims beating him in 22 marketplaces. You can chop my body. You can kande. You can break or chop my body in hundreds of pieces, but I'll never give up of chanting the holy name of the Lord, no matter, even if you chop my body into 100 pieces. So, now Lord Chaitanya goes on. E mata seva kera, priti, chahi prabhu pai, prabhu, chadaileha pada, chadhana na jai. Now Lord Chaitanya summarizes this pastime. The servitor of the Lord must have love and affection for the lotus feet of the Lord exactly like this Murari Gupta. Even if the Lord wants separation, a devotee cannot abandon the shelter of his lotus feet. So not only did Lord Chaitanya glorify Murari Gupta's firm attachment to the service of Raghunath, Sri Lord Ram, but then he says that this is the example for all devotees. We should have this type of love and affection for our Ishtadev, for our Radhan Krishna, for our Gauranga, for our Guru. That even if the Lord wants us to separate or give up this worship, we can't abandon. And Prabhupada explains, in this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses the Lord Prabhu, which means master. This indicates that the Lord is to be continuously served by his devotee. The original Prabhu, or master, is Lord Sri Krishna. Nevertheless, there are many devotees attached to other forms of the Lord, like Lord Ramachandra. And Murari Gupta is a vivid example of such unalloyed devotion. He never agreed to give up Lord Ramachandra's worship, not even upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's request. Such is the chastity of devotional service. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, chapter 4, verse 46 and 47. Se bhakta danyaje nachari prabhur charan, se prabhu danyaje nachari nijajan, durdaive se vakad jadi jai anyastane, se takur danyatare chule dhari ane. In a firm relationship with the Lord, the devotee does not give up the Lord's service under any circumstance. As far as the Lord himself is concerned, if the devotee chooses to leave The Lord brings him back again, dragging him by the hair. So this is the verse from Auntie Leela. I think this is in relation to one pastime also, in Auntie Leela. It says, if a servant of the Lord somehow chooses to leave the Lord's association or give up his service, then the Lord will go behind that errant devotee and bring him back, even if it takes dragging him by the hair. An example, this may be the context, the example is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita of Kalakrishnadas. Kalakrishnadas was touring as a servant of Lord Chaitanya in South India, and he got bewitched by the Bhattaharis. And the Bhattaharis are a group of gypsies, or like Adivasis, or nomadic people wandering around, and they catch women and they engage in different activities, and they get other men to work for them also. So they caught Krishnadas, Kalakrishnadas, and they lured him into their camp. And at night, Lord Chaitanya couldn't find Kalakrishnadas. And in the morning, he got the idea that he went there to this place. So Lord Chaitanya went to catch him, and all the Bhattaharis came to attack the Lord with weapons and swords and lances, etc. And they were trying to beat him, to keep that Kalakrishnadas as their slave or whatever. And then all the weapons simply bounced off the Lord and hit them. And they started getting cut by their own weapons, because the Lord can never be defeated. Ajita. So then the Lord picked up Kalakrishnadas and he threw him over his shoulder, grabbed him by the hair, literally grabbed him by the hair, threw him over his shoulder and carried him away from the gypsies back to the place where they were staying. So this is the actual pastime of the Lord dragging his devotee by the hair and bringing him back. I remember one time, it just comes to mind, there was one devotee, it was actually one godbrother of ours, and he was a pujari in the temple. And somehow he left his service and he went into the city from the temple. And he was staying in one very low, some cheap guest house in a very poor section of the city. And he just disappeared. And then a couple of godbrothers, and this one godbrother, he was serving as a guru at the time. This is 1979. And he went there. He said, come on with me. So I went with him. I didn't know exactly where he's going. He said, I think I know where the pujari is. So he went downtown. It just so happens, by Krishna's arrangement, that this pujari, who left his service, and he went about 20 miles away to the city. And the guest house that he checked into happened to be run by a life member, which he didn't know. And the life member had recognized him from the temple. He didn't say anything. And the devotee was there for a few days engaging in various, unsavory activities. And that life member called the temple and said, "I, there's one devotee staying here for a few days in our guest house, and I think he's one of your pujaris or something. He's in room so-and-so." So the devotee didn't know that because he was quite busy in that room and with his work or whatever, his activities. And so, see how Krishna works. That everyone was thinking, where did he go? And then my godbrother said, I know where he went. I said, how do you know? And he said, somebody called. It's almost like Krishna, the life member. And in this particular city, there's about 1,000 hotels. It's a big city of America. There's at least 1,000, it's a tourist spot also. There's at least 1,000 hotels in this city. So he could have been we didn't know where he went. He could have gone to any place. But within a few hours of his leaving, within one day of his leaving, we knew exactly where he was and what room number and everything. It was amazing. It's very hard to escape Krishna. So we got in the car, we went there, and we walked right upstairs. And the other thing was also very uncanny or unusual, is that we walked to the hall, and then we said, well, how will we do it? And we were trying to think the plan, and we saw so many detective movies, both of us. So we thought that maybe we'll kick the door down, like the police do, and kick the door. All right, this is a bust, you know, and catch him in his leela, so to speak. If you understand what I'm talking about. And so I said, well, I'll tell you what, I said, And I said, well, let's check the door. And he said, the door is going to be locked. Naturally, when you do your lila, usually you lock the door, whatever. So then I went to the door, and then that was the most unusual thing. I said, I went to the door, I looked at my God, I said, the door's open. took all the fun out. We thought we were going to kick open the door. And the door was unlocked in a public place, in a public hotel, and like this, and the door is unlocked. And we said, oh, now? And then we had to change our plan because we had a different plan. So we thought, you open the door real fast, and I'll run in. It was like this. So then, I vividly remember, it's quite a scene. So then, I opened the door, and then he ran in. He's a sannyasi guru, everything. So then he ran in, and then our godbrother was just like sleeping on the bed. It was 11 o'clock in the morning. And we said, we'll just use a hypothetical name. He said, Krishna Das, what are you doing? Like this. And he said, oh, Haribo. It's a natural response, a senior Prabhupada devotee, old devotee, many years. He said, Haribo, how did you get here? he couldn't believe it. And then we said, we're taking him back. Jagannath wants you to come back. So then he said, no, I can't go back this night. He said, no, you're coming. And we just grabbed him and we took him back. And then he got back to his service. So we didn't drag him by the hair because he didn't really have that much hair. This little Sika. So, but we dragged him. We dragged him back, put him in the car, and took him back and forgive and forget. Apichet surachara bhajate mama nanyavak sarayiva chamantavya samvagyava sitahisa. So Krishna engaged him again in his glorious service and everyone forgot. And so this is happens even nowadays. The Lord and his devotees are always helping each other and saving each other. There's two more verses. Hey mata tomara nishta jani baratare tomare agraha ami kailan bade bade. Mahaprabhu continues. Just to test your firm faith in your Lord Ram, Murari, I requested you again and again, bade bade, to change your worship from Ramachandra to Krishna. Sakshat Hanumana tumi, Shri Rama Kinkar, tumi kine chadibe, tana chanana kamal. He says, in this way, Mahaprabhu says, I congratulated Murari Gupta, saying, indeed, you are the incarnation of Hanuman. Sakshat Hanuman. Sakshat Hanuman, Shri Ram Kinkar. You are the eternal Kinkar, Ram Kinkar. You are the eternal servant of Lord Ramachandra. Why should you give up the worship of Lord Ramachandra and his lotus feet? Tumi Kene. Kene is Bengali. Kene. Tumi Kene Chadibe. Tandra Charana Kamal. Why should you give up the worship of the Kamal, the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra? Se Murari Gupta A. Mora Pranasam Inhara Dhainashuni Mora Pataye Jivan. I accept this Murari Gupta as my life and soul. When I hear of his humility, it perturbs my very life. Fataye Jivan. Dainya. Mora Pranasam. He's my Mora Pran. Mora Prana Sama. Sama, he's equal. This devotee, this Murari Gupta, his love, his Sudrita Bhajan, his determination to serve his Lord, his humility, his attachment, his love is so great and so overwhelming. It goes so deep into my heart that I accept him. Mora Prana Sama. He's equal to my very heart. Pran means heart, my very life, my very existence. He is my heart. My heart is his heart, and his heart is my heart. Mora Prana Sama. I'm so much. When I hear of his Dainya Shuni, his Dainya Bhav, his great humility, his great humble attachment to serve his Lord in any circumstance, even willing to commit suicide or give up his life, I am so much overwhelmed. It perturbs my life. Bhatiya Jivan. It's unbelievable. Tomorrow is the story of Mahaprabhu honoring or eating the food of Jagannath and the Sringadev. Anyone know that story?